ago on Osho's cult. And at a certain point back in the 80s, I think, when Osho and his handler, Sheila, were invited on Donahue, you know, somebody brought up the fact that he demands pretty hefty tithes from his cult members, and yet he has 13 Rolls Royces. And in the interview, Sheila, his handler, says, "And by Tuesday, he will have 14 tough titties." That's one of my favorite quotes from cult leaders. This tells us that the cult leader is totally divorced from the way the rest of society lives. They have no connection with the people. And our government, corporate government overlords, live this way as well. They don't know what it's like. They don't know how to cook hamburgers on a grill. They don't know how to check out at the checkout line. They're totally divorced from everyday, normal, healthy living because they live a totally different lifestyle. And they're so detached that eventually I think this will collapse. They will be so detached from reality. Their worldview is so detached from reality that hopefully we will win. I think we will. It might get worse before it gets better. But the key point here is that money rules, and think about the cult as an example. Everybody's seen these crazy cult leaders with 14 Rolls Royces, and everybody else in the cult is supposed to basically, you know, give Osho your booty whenever you ask for it and all of your money. Sign over all of your inheritance to Osho. And that's why Osho literally sits there and says, "The people are retarded." One of his best lines, "The people are retarded." Well, stop being retarded. Don't give the cult leader all your money. But wait a minute. The IRS, the government, they act in the exact same way as Osho, and they demand basically everything. Total commitment. Total death. The ultimate death cult, if you think about it, is governments in the past, like the Aztecs, the Mayans, etc. Like, they literally said, "Give us your youth. We want your firstborn. If you don't sacrifice your firstborn, you know, the sun god will destroy you," and so forth. No, all governments act like cults, because governments at the end of the day end up being and operating just like a cult, because a cult, like a government or like any of these other entities, is basically a kind of human control system. And the money system is the most important central control element in that control system. That's why the fiat Federal Reserve usury debt-based system is so important. It's at the center. I mean, obviously, media and these other things, education, the drugging of the population, the toxic food, all of that's also very crucial. But the main central mechanism, the core,
the planet core,
is the usury-based, debt-based black hole system. And like Max Kaiser says, Bitcoin is like another black hole that sucks all of the debt into a real asset. The ultimate champagne supernova of money, the real hardest asset. Gold's good too. I'm not dissing gold, but money is the key to the control system in a cult and with our corporate government, exact same control system. If you look up cult leaders, one thing you'll notice about them, that my seventh sign here that we're under a death cult, is that cult leaders usually have some kind of weird, crazy background. They're usually coming out of some history of being involved in black ops, or they were previously some con man. They were Don LaPree teaching you how to sell tiny little ads in classified papers to make $1 million. I mean, there's always some weird, sus background to a cult leader. And then, oh, lo and behold, the government, the corporate government, well, it has a sus background, doesn't it? It basically lies nonstop, gaslights the people constantly like a cult leader does, and then asks you to bend over for some more cult initiation, right? Like Osho says, "I will plant my seeds inside of you," with his booger whistle. So cults and governments are identical when it comes to their shady backgrounds and their history of constantly lying. And you think, why would anybody believe this guy? He's obviously a con man. And yet the same people who will call L. Ron Hubbard or Osho or whoever an obvious con man will turn around and believe, you know, Biden or whoever. So no, cults lie, and they seek, number six, total control. If you've ever noticed the way a cult works, a cult doesn't just want you as a member on the rolls and tithing or giving your grandma's assets to the cult. No, they want all of your life, all of your time, all of your focus, all of your attention, because cults are energy vampires. And lo and behold, especially say post the 9/11 event, you remember they set up the Total Information Awareness Network, Poindexter and others, right after the big 9 event. Why was that? Well, that was to build this infrastructure for total surveillance, total control. And according to Klaus's book in the last section of Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus says that the future will be an Internet of Things where not only is everything tracked and traced, but everything is tracked and traced so that you can be rationed and controlled before being summarily depopulated. So total control is another element that a cult has that we have in our life. Number 5, the cult wants you to be atomized, individualized, isolated, and alone. Well, that's exactly what post-COVID the government did, the corporate government run by Rockefeller Foundation, CDC, all of that, Carnegie Endowment, basically deciding that we would all be isolated, alone, alone, hashtag alone together, which makes no sense, on the internet, interacting only through screens and not with actual real people in life. Social distancing, 6 feet away. No reasoning for that. It just was arbitrarily made up. Well, no, it wasn't arbitrary. It was actually part of psychological conditioning, operant conditioning. That's exactly what it achieved by especially younger children who were raised during that period to be in some way probably damaged through these policies. Number 3, all of life is not only connected to and controlled by the cult, but the cult is essentially narcissistic. The cult leader is totally narcissistic. The government is narcissistic. In other words, the pathology of the people in government, they're narcissistic psychopaths, is the exact same pathology of the people who run a cult. Delusions of godlike status, delusions of being saviors. I think people, for example, have pointed out that Soros has this idea of being a savior, like he wants to save the world and be lauded and praised as this sort of savior figure through his, you know, foundations, Open Society, and so forth. And probably being at that kind of a level where you instigate crises in order to supposedly bring in, you know, your solutions, problem reaction solution. That probably does give rise to some sort of, you know, salvific fantasy or some sort of savior complex. And so the cult leader is just as narcissistic as the state, corporate state CEO, president CEO, we'll call him. Number 2, cults are illogical. They don't tell you anything that matches up with your reality. And they do that on purpose to dissociate you from the reality that you experience. They want you to believe in something completely divorced from your reality. Here's the key point: on purpose. This is something that Alex stresses all the time and has stressed for decades, that it's not accidental that they're lying to you. It's not some mere government incompetence. Constantly lying to you has the effect of putting you into a almost dissociative and catatonic state to where you're completely receptive to the government conditioning and messaging. And that's done by design. In fact, if you remember, I think we covered it on the fourth hour. We did the very famous book, Rape of the Mind, by Just Merleau, who was one of the World War II psychological warfare experts. I think he worked with the Dutch government during World War II. And he was laying out all these techniques and principles that tyrants and tyrannical governments use. And amazingly, everything in that book matches up perfectly to ours, our government, that is. One of the things he talked about was the tactical, intentional, wild insistence on lying on purpose. Yes, you heard me right. Lying at a crazy gaslight level, constantly on purpose. There's a whole chapter in the book on that. Why would they do that?
Well, they wouldn't do that. They would get caught and then everybody would figure it out.
And yet, what do we see every day? The corporate government lies constantly, nonstop, and people don't figure it out. Why? That's a tactic. It's a technique in warfare and in psychological warfare to constantly lie on purpose. And number 1, because they're pathological liars, everything in the society essentially is deception. is based around deception, and then it crumbles. And so we start to see that decay and that corruption all around us. And I think everything from the infrastructure to human social interactions to the collapses of the churches, to the religious institutions, all that's happening by design. If you want to come see me live, I'll be live at October 25th and 26th at Bohemian Grove. There's going to be a lot of podcasters, a bunch of comedians there. We're going to have a lot of fun. The tickets are available at the top of my website, jasonelsis.com. You can get my books there in the shop, signed copies. There you see Jay Dyer live there on the top link. You can also go to the InfoWars store and get access to those great products to keep Alex on the air. Thank you.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.